My experience in the war is I loved it. Never in my life since then have I felt more needed and more a part of something. It was the time of my life, and it was wild. You know, it's not a romanticized view. That's the way it was then. And I would trade how I am today to go back there and be how I was then. I had more resiliency back then, had meaning. Where today, at this age and illness, I'm very like wimpy and needy. Back then, it was very different. And I don't mean to glamorize it, but there was something about it. The killing didn't faze me. We did what we did. Some of us found it exciting. Some of us didn't. All of us were scared at one point or another. But let me clarify this thing about a sense of purpose. The sense of purpose for me and for almost everybody that I knew over there and most everybody that I know today that was over there, the sense of purpose had nothing to do with patriotism. To be honest with you, I couldn't find Vietnam on a map when I got to boot camp. I never even heard of this place. So the sense of purpose had to do with staying alive, covering your buddy's back, and doing what you needed to do. I'll always remember back then, you know, some anti-war people saying, what do they think, that the Viet Cong and the North Vietnamese and to get in their sampans across the Pacific and raid San Francisco? And then I remember Muhammad Ali saying, no Vietnamese ever called him a nigger. You know, no Vietnamese ever did me any harm until I got over to their country. You know, so this sense of purpose, you got to really be careful with this. And I'm not saying there wasn't guys that went over there with a more patriotic sense. I'm just saying I didn't know any of them.